Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for being here. We got a great show lined up for you here tonight for listening live or archives. As Christy Lee is here, she's going to be taking your calls. And it's a really special day because today is Christy's birthday. So a lot of fun on this show. We're going to be celebrating Christy's birthday, but also Christy is going to be giving out prizes on this show. That's right, prizes on this show. All you have to do to enter as far as pick a number, and we're going to talk about this after the music break, but just call into the show. You don't have to go on the air, but I do need to get your number in the screening room so we can enter everybody, and you do have to be at the live show right now to participate in the drawings. And we'll do the drawings towards the end of the show, okay? So call in, please, 347-884-8245. If you want to speak to Christy on air, press the 1 on your phone. Okay, even if you want to just come on and just say happy birthday, Christy, that's great too. But otherwise, just call in and we'll get your numbers. We can enter you into the drawing. It's going to be a lot of fun this show here for this hour's programming. So, and we're going to start off the show with a great song as we always do. And it's going to be a combination of two songs. And Christy, I took a little lead on this with a little guidance from you, but this all mixes together, okay? Both songs. Okay, here we go. Journey in the Light with Christy Lee.
Let it be. Whisper words of
Nancy a happy birthday and put the Beatles on tonight's program. Blend the two songs together, making the Beatles opening here for Christy Lee's birthday. And if you're just joining us, maybe you didn't hear the opening. A lot of people join in, and boy, you guys are really calling in like crazy, and that's really great. Okay, so today is Christy's birthday, and we are going to have a big celebration, and Christy's giving out prizes, okay? And I'll let her describe the prizes and all of this, but I will say, if you want to participate, we need a number from you, from 0 to 333, okay? You can give that to us either by calling in. You don't have to go on air, but call in, and I'll get it from you in the screening room as the show continues. Or if you can't call in, go into the chat room of the show and give me your number 0 to 33, okay? And then at the end of the program, we're going to announce the winners, and then Christy will contact you to set everything up. So that's how it works. This is all Christy's doing, so hands off to her for, you know, normally on your birthday you get gifts. She's actually giving out gifts, so that is wonderful. So let's bring on our guest here, Christy Lee, to the show. Hey, Christy, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's really fun to be here tonight.
Well, it's good to have you here. It's really great of you to, you know, as I was saying, your birthday, and you're actually giving out gifts. So that's wonderful.
Oh, I love it. It's so much fun to be able to celebrate and just to really keep the law of circulation going, right? So it's just really a great time for celebration. And I thought, what better opportunity to have the universe open up for tonight to be my birthday, where I'm on the show live with all of the great listeners that call in and like to listen in and join us as we all journey into the light and become, you know, more aware of ourselves and our lives and just really grow together. So I'm like, let's celebrate and toss in some prizes because we'll just have a good time together.
Yes, great. I love that. I love it. I feel like you too. You know, on my birthday, it's just I rather give out gifts than receive. I'm just not. I have a hard time receiving gifts. But anyway, yeah. So, do you want to tell the folks what we're doing tonight and the gifts and all that?
Yes, I just want to start out by getting the room just with a really quick, just getting everything lined out, and then
sure.
I'll go into a little bit of an explanation. So just to start with, I just want to go ahead and call in the direction, calling in the direction of the west, the direction of the south, the directions of the east, the directions of the north, directions from below, direction of inside, direction above, calling in my higher self aspect, calling in the Holy Spirit to be my guide, just opening up that sacred space, a circle for the entire listeners that are here tonight, that we can join in unity, coming together with the intention that we all receive exactly what it is that we need to receive tonight in the way of messages or healing or just the support of a community that's there for one another. Those that are filling up, let them be the buoy to those that might be needing that extra boost, that rope and that life raft, because when we come together, we can really help one another in helping one another move through the darkness and back up into the light, and just opening that space and celebrating the life of every single caller, just letting everybody just feel that love just extending out towards you and giving you an experience that you are embraced, supported, cherished, and loved. Thank you. And so just a little bit about the prizes. It's really fun. We're doing basically, it's choosing a number between 0 and 333. Whomever is on the call that already put numbers up in the Facebook, we've been running in the feeds for Facebook, all of the numbers that are there have already been copied. But just make sure and let us know, Michael, know that you're here with us, and that will work out perfect. We also are doing, there's going to be 4 sessions that we're going to give away. They're 1-hour sessions, and that's really a great opportunity to have a chance to meet with me and get a reading or a healing and a one-on-one, meeting just one-on-one with me. And so I'm really excited for that. I do them via telephone. If you live out of the country, we can always go Facebook Live, a call through that, or even a Skype, that would work also. The other presence that we have, is we've got the Dolphin Medicine Bag, and it's a bag that is leather, and it's handcrafted by a beautiful couple that live in Arizona, and it comes with crystals bringing in the dolphin energies. What the dolphin energies does is it really reminds us about taking that breath in and about healing through sound, because dolphins make sounds and they send out the waves in the water. Water is really representative of movement. It's of your connectivity and to source, if you could think of anything being like source with that beautiful source God energy that's around us at all times. It would be very much so buoying you up just as if you were in water. So when we bring in the energies of the dolphin, they remind us both of the land, the air. So we've got the breath, taking in that sacred breath, and the crystals are all in tune to that. It really helps to open up your connectivity to your higher self aspect, that God spark that's inside of you, really giving you an opportunity to balance and harmonize your own energies, also opening up your heart space and clearing out just any of the dissonance that might be there. Very powerful healing bag, and it's one that you can keep either, you know, in your bag, in your pocket. You can hang it above your bed or put it wherever your intuition guides you. You would know exactly what to do if it was something that goes to you tonight. The other bag that we have is bringing in the healing medicine from the geese, and the geese are such a cool animal, a bird, and they really remind us about loyalty and coming together. They're a species that only has one mate in their life. They don't change mates. The duck can change mates. The geese don't change mates. And if one of the geese in their flying pattern, they stay together as a family in a group. And if one of them fall out of the sky and land on the ground, whether it's injured or shot down or something like that, the other geese, there's other geese that go to the ground with them, and they don't leave the geese until the geese either gets back up and completely heals or it completely crosses over. So it really reminds you of times in your life about the connectivity, the interwoven connectivity that we have together, about being a family, not just a family in your own family, but a family as humans here as one race. And that connectivity, and to remind one another that we have each other, that we can depend upon, lean upon, and that we can be there to help one another through all of the things that we experience in life. It brings in the crystals from that, also really helping to balance out really great grounding on the earth, also the energies from the air, and opening up the heart chakra area. So that's a really fun one. And then the other one is called Heavenly Remembrance, and it's got a bracelet in there, and it says God is within her and she will not fail. It's actually one of my very favorite things, because it reminds me in my life that I'm with God. God is always with me, and it's an inside me, and it's always there. That beautiful loving energy is always there. That beautiful loving essence is always there. And it comes with a silver candle, and it's an anointed candle. And it really helps to bring in a great space for meditation. You can light it, and it will help to really bring in that connection. Sometimes I just look inside of a flame of a candle, and it can take you into a great meditation. And the silver reminds you of, you know, you're royal. Everybody on the call is royal. And then it also has in the essence bottle is white sage. And it's such a great essence that you can carry either in your car, in your bag, in your house, and you can spray it. And anytime that you feel any discordance around you, you can spray it either on you or in your area. And it will really help as if you were burning sage. Sage, of course, burning is probably best because you get the smoke that helps, you know, to clear out the energies also. But in the spray, in an essence like that, it works out really well too. So those are some of the really exciting things that we have that are going to be given away tonight. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see where they go to and to get the opportunity to connect later after the show and get everybody's information so we can get it set up to either have them shipped to you, or if you have a session that you're able to give me the information and we'll get a date set. How does that sound?
All right. That sounds fantastic. So so the callers are going to pick a number 0 to 333. Is that right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many winners tonight?
We've got – there's seven. There's a total of seven.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And
I want to just say I did notice that there was a few people that chose the same number. And if that's a number that happens to get drawn, everybody will get a prize, okay? It might not be an identical prize, but note if somebody chose the same number and there was more than one person that chose it, don't panic and think, oh, there's only seven and we've got the seventh prize and there's four people with the same number. I can guarantee everybody that has a number that's drawn will get something of, you know, of equal. It will be individual, of course, but it will be something of equal specialness.
Okay, and and correct me if I'm wrong here, Christy, but so folks, if you're listening, you do need to call in, though. Even if you've written that on Facebook, we got to know you're listening, so you can give me your number so I can also get your phone number so I can give that to Christy if you're the winner. So please call in. If you just can't call in at all, then come on to the chat room that's on the show and give me your numbers there. Does that sound good, Christy?
Perfect.
Okay, great. So let's start, and if you're ready, Christy, and we'll bring in the callers for you to talk to, and then I'll start going down the screening line. We're almost got 20 people already called in that I'm going to have to go to and get their numbers and name. So let's do that. So if you're called in and you want to speak to Christy, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, okay? I know we got a lot of calls, so we'll do the best to get to everybody. Time permitting, we got another show after this with another guest, but that's next hour. Let's go to our first call then. Area code 226. You're on the air. Can we get your first name?
It's Magical Marguerite.
Yay!
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so wonderful, Magical Margarita. Yay! I'm so glad that you're here to join us.
Me too. And I'm the first one. Woohoo!
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Can we get your number?
Number 7.
7. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it. I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in and saying happy birthday. And I so appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome, love. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call. Beautiful call. And we're going to go to the next call here. 407, welcome. Can we get your first name?
Oh. It's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, happy birthday.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
I love you. I hope you had a great day today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a very special day. I appreciate
today. It's just so perfect. Thank you.
I bet it is. Well, my number is 228.
228.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
That was meaningful. I'm picking that one out.
Oh, yes.
Well, I hope you have a great night, and I love you, and good luck to all the callers.
Yay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay, and if anybody has any questions for Christy, we are doing our normal psychic readings, healings. Feel free to call in also. Go in next here. This is fun. 412.
This is so fun.
Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, Pam. Happy birthday,
Hi.
Christy. Happy birthday.
Hi, Pam. Thank you
I
so
wish you
much.
The best year what ever. The very best year.
Oh, thank you. What a treat that you called in and I get to talk to you. And thank you for the birthday wishes and the blessing over my year. Thank you.
I wish you the best. You're just so special. And my number is 77.
Yay. Yay. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good evening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Pam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Continuing on here. 518 area code. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, it's Todd.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Great, Christy. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I love you so much. I just wanted to call in and tell you.
Well, I appreciate you so much calling and telling me. Thank you for joining.
No, you're welcome. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Thank you. Blessings in abundance on you and just sending you out, like just everybody in the whole entire group, just wrapping you up in the most divine love and sending out just that support towards you so you can just feel love's embrace, just really igniting that God spark inside of you at a higher level and just lifting you up. Just lifting you up and
I
letting
feel
you
it right
feel
now.
Some freedom. Yes, yes.
Yes. And I'm going to go with 217.
217 it is. Yay.
All right. Thanks, son. Talk to you later.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks for your call there, Todd. And let's go next then to area code 864. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hello, it's Catherine. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Catherine.
I do want to ask a question. My daughter has kind of stayed with me because she went through some hard times. Do you know how long she might be staying with me?
I don't really do time projections in the future just because everything changes moment by moment and choice by choice. I can give you a, like, from the trajectory right now at this moment, if everything stayed on the exact same trajectory, I can give you like maybe a few months or something like that. But as of giving anything specific, because everything in the future is dependent upon the choice in the now. So
okay.
The trajectory change moment by moment, depending on that. And the readings futuristically aren't always real accurate.
Okay. Thank you very much. And have a great birthday.
All right. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Yes. All right. All right. And I did enter Catherine into the drawing now. It's because I think what we'll do is just put everybody's name in a hopper and just draw out seven winners. So probably just need their name and phone number. So because we're just going to put the name, so it's fine. We didn't get a number. So, okay, great. Just thinking this through. I don't do too many shows like this, but this is fantastic. 814, welcome.
Hello?
Carol?
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Hi there. Hi, Christy. Happy birthday. Just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol, for calling and wishing me a happy birthday. I so appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much. My number is 249.
249.
Yes.
Perfect. Yay.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Great. And folks, if please stay until the end of the show so we can announce the winners. And then if we announce you as the winner, please contact Christy, okay? And Christy will have the names and all that, the winners and all that good stuff. Okay, going to the next call here with Christy Lee, 864, welcome.
Hi, happy birthday, Christy.
Thank you.
This is Jessica, and my number is 22, and I have a question.
Okay.
I would like to know about hypnosis and if it is a good route to kind of get your barriers down in order to move forward if you feel stagnant.
Yes. Hypnosis is awesome. And I in fact, I do hypnotherapy, and I highly recommend it. There's a lot of really great practitioners out there. It's a perfect way to go in and to really clear out some of that pre-subconscious programming and to tap you into more of a superhuman consciousness and to get it's a great way to either clear out and to also activate in. So it's something I would highly recommend.
And is this something that you do over the phone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. All right, Christy.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a super duper birthday, and thank you so much, and I hold space for you.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Blessings in abundance. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. And I have added in the chat room, Mary, I've added you, and Little T, I've added you to our list here. I feel like I'm a teacher in school. I got my notebook here. I'm taking names and numbers. But let's, okay, great. Let's go to our next call then. 315, welcome.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you. You are just such a little...
Oh, go ahead. But I was just going to say, so my number is obviously 333. It just has to be.
Oh, yes. Yay.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much for being so supportive and sharing and everything, too. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Sorry.
I love the clappers.
Sometimes that button has a mind of its own. But all right. All right. We've got you, Nicole. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. A lot of people here. My switchboard is acting really slow, but I guess that's a good thing. 808, welcome.
To be better, to live better lives. Right? Let's see.
808, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Maury? Yeah.
Yes, that's me. Hold on 1 second. I've got something in the background,
uh-huh.
And I don't know how to quiet it. Okay, I'm here now. Yes.
Okay, there you are. I was like, wait a minute, I'm hearing multiple voices.
Okay, no, I had something else on. But yes, my name is Maui. I go by Maui.
Okay. Maui.
Maui.
M-A-U-I. Maui. Uh-huh.
Maui.
I'll play Maui.
Okay, great.
What an awesome name.
Thank you. I've been to Maui, and it's just my favorite place on earth. And my family members on my sister's side of the family, her husband, all the kids call me Maui, and it's kind of resonated with me. So, yeah.
It really fits. You have that Hawaiian energy, like that really free.
Yeah,
but it's got a little bit of that wild goddess energy to it, too. So it's kind of like you have
goodness.
That wild woman, but yet. That really free flowing. Yeah.
It's really
fun.
Funny.
Really
even
fun.
Even my email address part of it says Maui no Kauai, right? So that's
uh-huh.
part of my email address because Maui is the best. So I do plan on going there very soon, and I'm going to be starting my life over in Maui. Probably I can't wait till the end of July. It's probably going to be very 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 soon.
Oh,
yeah, I'm very excited. It's my dream come true, actually.
Yeah, I really feel it manifesting for you. I feel like there's a big, strong pull, and you've known it for a while.
Yeah.
So that I'm totally celebrating that for you. What a perfect alignment.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Awesome. Did you give Michael your number to enter?
I did not.
What number are you going to choose?
I am choosing 227.
227. Awesome. And did you have a question for me?
I just wanted to know, I feel in a lot of ways that I am very intuitive. I don't know exactly if I am or not because I'm just so new and discovering my gifts. But I was wondering, are you able to, pick up, is this, you know, as far as my path, I mean, do you see, because I see a lot of different things that I'm doing and I just don't know, there's just so much, I don't know how I'm going to do everything. Do you see any one specific thing you can pinpoint? Because I'm everywhere doing everything in my own head right now. There's so much I want to do.
Yeah, you have a lot of crown energy that is wide open and not so much grounded into your base chakras, like your base chakra and your
yeah,
not
I don't know what
coming
I don't know
in really
what,
grounded and so it it's like you what have
what,
kind
what,
of a
I'm
game
saying
of
I don't know
mm-hmm.
I don't know what crown energy is when you say crown energy
okay.
what because I don't know
mm-hmm.
enough about this is who I am
okay.
I honestly do not know so please forgive me I'm not I'm being very serious here I don't know exactly so the crown chakra mm-hmm. is the head.
Yeah, and it's perfect. I'm glad that you are asking questions and giving me a chance to help you understand what I'm telling you a little bit better. So thank you for being authentic and opening that up. So the crown energy is your connectivity to, source in the higher realms, the angelic realm, and into being connected to the heavenly. And you've got a lot of activity going on. It sounds like you're pretty wide open in understanding.
I am.
Yeah, you are. And so that is wide open and very active. You've got some third eye stuff that is opening up. It is not completely open to where an open third eye, a lot of people think it's going to be where you're going to see things that are outside of you. But that can happen, but when a third eye opens fully, it's where you're able to see yourself and your experiences through the eye of the divine, and you have just a lot of clarity on what's happening to you, through you, and in your life. But it's opening up, and you are able to start. You're starting to really come into understanding that you do have some power. And that you have the ability to open up and be really active in your own intuition. So it's something you're coming into. I feel like your lower chakras are what helps bring in that higher vibrational energy. And it will help you to ground it in so you're not so up in the clouds. So everything's not so up in the clouds with confusion of wanting to run here, run there, and don't know exactly where to do it. I would suggest.
Yeah.
For you, let's just give you some grounding exercises that will help you to really become more back in your body.
Because I have to tell you exactly what's been happening is I wake up every time I sleep, and it's not very often. I don't sleep very well, but every time I do, I wake up with a new bucket of stuff that isn't mine. Every single day this happens, except for one day I prayed and I said, okay, please, I'm so afraid to sleep because if more is in my mind, I just can't. Please stop. Please just give me a break here. I can't figure it out because I've had Indians in my dream, American Indian. I've had everyone in my dreams, and I know where they came from now because I spoke with someone who verified everything that was in my head. So now I know who all that belonged to. But this particular day, I woke up and I said, please, I just can't. Do you know what I woke up with? I woke up with an origami heart. that was kind of puffed out a little bit, that someone, you know, like had made it. And then later, when I was cleaning the garage, I found this origami heart that, it had water damage and I was going to throw it away. So that means something right there. That of all days, I woke up, I'm like, please, no more buttons.
Yeah.
All I had was one heart. I'm like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So I don't know if my angels can really hear me and they said, okay, you know, she's going through too much right now. Let's send her one heart. Or if it's just my imagination, because I'm really wide open right now and I see, you know, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you absolutely were acting out in your higher self sovereign status, and you have every right to say, hey, slow it down. Not now. I need my rest. You have your team that is right there. They have been with you since you were born, pre-birth, in fact, and they'll be with you until forever. I mean, they just kind of got you
along. But I don't
know
who these people, I don't know who they are. I have no idea who they are. I just know that there's someone there that listens to me because I talk to, you know, talk to the angels all the time. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, you know, everyone says, oh, well, I have a guide. I have this. I have that. I have nothing. I have a dream. And I wake up and it's there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't reveal, like, who they are to me. They're just there.
Right.
You know?
Some of the stuff that you're talking about that's happening in dream time, it really feels to me like you are healing timelines. Like your soul is eternal and it's gone through many of different experiences. And so it's like you're merging timelines, meaning like past life healing of timelines, and they're all merging into this timeline. And so you're bringing in the data from your experiences in the past, and that's what's occurring to you in that now. So
what did you call that? Very significant.
Merging of timelines.
Mm-hmm. Merging of timelines. Okay, because that could be something right there. Because I'm having a hard time because stuff in my memory and in my sleep time, or I don't even know it's sleep, merging now into my real life, and it's causing some problems because those that know me, they're like, wow, how did you know this? How did you know that? And and people are kind of like, oh, Mari, you're losing it, right? And I'm like, no, I'm being very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've gotten myself into a lot of trouble with my family to the point where, you know, I just pretty much cut myself off from them until they can understand that, you know, I do have feelings and, you know, they were calling me names and stuff because, you know, I shared with them and they don't understand, you know, so it's like I'm kind of hurt like that. But so I want to be able to, like you said, you know, is there an exercise? You know, I pray with the angels, you know, Michael and Raphael. I mean, a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
I already have that. But is there anything that, you know, that I can do specifically so that I can calm the energy down and focus rather than running away from everybody? Because right now I'm just like, I'm at a friend's house and, you know, I've just got some quiet time going here because I need to ground myself. So that's what I need help with.
Yes. Your everything is okay with you. It just doesn't feel okay right now. But you're seriously, you're just awakening. You're going through a period in your life to where all of a sudden you're going like, whose path have I been walking and who the hell am I? And you have all the stuff that is coming through and it's very real to you and it is very real. And also what you're experiencing when you're talking about it with others and you're not getting the support, it's because they haven't woke up, they haven't started that same, like their internal clock hasn't sounded yet.
Oh,
and
I
yours
see.
Has.
For sure.
So you're doing the exact thing that you need to do for yourself right now by putting yourself in a supportive area
right.
and giving yourself that permission to take care of you first. And I want to
oh,
applaud
wow.
you for doing that because that was your intuition.
Oh, thank you.
That guided you
thank
to
you.
Say yes to you. So I just want to wrap you in just the biggest amount of love and tell you,
oh,
like,
congratulations. Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, that
your...
was, yeah, that's, I really appreciate it. You know, it's like, I feel selfish taking up live feeds with this, but I'm really trying to, because I don't know what it's called. I've never heard of it. It's literally,
yeah.
I woke up with all these buckets in my head. Okay,
yeah.
I've got the Indian bucket, I've got, you
yeah.
know, the chanting bucket, I've got babies,
yeah.
I've got women and children,
yeah.
I have, you know, all this stuff that are not my buckets, and I found out
right.
who a major bucket, who that belonged to, so that's a good
mm-hmm.
thing, you know, but there's still other stuff there that, you know, it's got to mean
mm-hmm.
something. I
yeah.
don't watch TV, I don't watch TV, so these images
right.
that pop up,
mm-hmm.
they're not mine. You know, I don't
right.
watch TV.
Yeah.
Hardly ever. So.
Right.
We got to get to another call,
right.
Kristen.
I would like to.
Okay.
Let me just, I would like to
yes.
be sure and get my information. I would love to work with you one-on-one. I feel like I
oh,
could
that
really
would be
help
great.
You to understand what is happening to you. And I've helped a lot
yes.
of people, co-created with a lot of people who are going through a similar experience as yours in an awakening. So please
okay.
take down my information and be sure and contact me, okay?
I will. And I just wanted to add, you know, I don't know how I came across Michael and the work that he does,
uh-huh.
but I knew, and it happened twice, I knew there was someone who needed it, someone, it's like I knew, and I couldn't donate fast enough. It's like I'm telling you, the money was burning a hole in my hand because it wasn't
yeah.
for me. I knew someone needed it, and so... You know, if anyone can just give, if you can't afford, you know, something, you know, maybe you can, you know, give food, maybe, you know, just anything. You know, we've got to
mm-hmm.
work together because these are people who need us, you know.
Yeah.
These are people who are hurting the most, and we cannot turn our backs on them. And you know, there's groups out there that I know of that I personally have, you know, worked with in this light worker group as well. And that's all they want to do is go forward and help people. And God, if I could just
mm-hmm.
do that every day of my life, I would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you
tonight.
So much.
Thank you, Mallory.
So
I look
much.
Forward
Michael,
to
thank you so much.
Thank
right,
you.
Thank
you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go down each call and get your, really, we just need your first name and I'll write down your phone number so we can enter you in the drawing because some people are not picking up when I go to the screening room. I think they're not understanding what's going on. So Christy and I will go really quickly down the list. We get everybody in and then we can start the drawing because we're getting very close to that time already. Okay. Don't want to miss anybody. Okay, here we go. 570, welcome.
Hi, my name is Debbie. Debbie.
Okay, great.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great day and a great year ahead.
Oh, I appreciate your blessing. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay,
what was the number that you're selecting for the drawing?
I was going to say 233.
233 it is. Okay, perfect.
Now, are you still taking questions, or are you too? You have no time, right?
Yeah, we got to just take. We're just out of time. We got to get everybody's numbers, their names.
Okay.
Name,
all right
numbers,
then.
All
that's
that.
Okay. Well, thank
okay.
you. That's okay.
Again, we're here. I'm here with Michael every Wednesday,
yes.
so I look forward to either connecting with
oh,
you
okay.
on a personal level for a session, or be sure and join us next Wednesday.
Yeah, I will definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. And yes, Christy's contact information is all on the show page. Please contact her. She's amazing. You can work with her privately. It's all right there. And Christy's here on Journey in the Light every Wednesday here at 7 o'clock Central Time. But when we bring you on now, could you please just, we just need your first name and number, okay? We got so many we still got to get through, and time will run out, and I just don't want to. Area code 210, welcome.
This
Can we get
is
your
John.
First name?
John. My name is John. My number is 177. Happy birthday,
Thank
Christy.
You. Thank you, John.
All right.
Thank
thanks
you.
For your call, John.
All right. Love you, Christy.
Love you.
Okay. Area code 330. Can we get your first name and your number?
Am I on now?
Yes, huh?
Hello, it's me, Phelan. It's my number is 28. I just want to say hi, Christy. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Today's your day. So sweet. You know what? I wanted to ask how sweet Christy is, because today's her birthday, and she's giving to everybody else. That's
right.
Something remarkable, and that not everybody does every single day. It's very unique and very special characteristic you have. So happy birthday, Christy.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you in abundance. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You too. Happy birthday.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate you. Okay, 720.
Good
can
job.
We get your first
I'm fine.
Are you there?
Okay, starting.
Okay. Okay. Some of these people are now are not don't have their ones pressed. They might not know.
Uh-huh.
I just make sure they want to get in on the drawing before we start picking. 251. Mm-hmm. Did you want to get in on the drawing? Oh, they disappeared. Okay. 269. Did you want to get in on the drawing? Hello? 269 area code? Okay. 574. Did you want to get in on the drawing?
Yeah.
Okay, your first name and your
Hello?
Number? Yes.
Hi.
Oh, Alicia, and my number 7, and I was in the comments down below, but nobody recognized my number, so I just called in.
Okay. And the comments on the Facebook page?
No, on this the website that I called through, I put my number for guidance.
Okay, we got you now, Alicia.
Thank you. We'll make sure and check everybody that's on and they're in the in the room that she was just talking about, we're going to make sure that we've got everybody's info from there too. So no panics. We'll make sure that we get everybody entered, okay?
Okay, thank you, Alicia. We're just moving along because we're just going to run out of time. And 269, can we get your first name and your number?
I believe that'd be me. That'd be Deanna. And my number is 55.
Deanna and 55.
Man, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 720. Did you want to enter the drawing? Hello, hello.
Area code 720.
Okay, I guess they're just listening. Their ones are not pressed. 760. Did you want to enter the drawing?
Hi, I believe you already got me. This is Mary. My number is 111.
Okay, great.
Hi,
thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thanks. Happy birthday, Christy.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, great. And 574. Did you want to enter the drawing?
No.
Nope.
Okay. 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 So, Christy, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk for a couple minutes. Let me get some winners here, and I'll come right back.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. While he is getting the numbers drawn, I just wanted to go ahead and thank everybody for joining in tonight on this call and for all of the beautiful happy birthday wishes and for everybody being here to support the show, myself, Michael, and one another. Remember, you guys, to say that sacred yes to you, really turning towards yourself, really being honoring to you, to remember that when you are wanting to say no to somebody else and you're tempted to say yes, that what you're really doing is you are telling yourself no and giving someone else a yes. And each time you do that, you become smaller. So I want to just keep really encouraging everybody to stand up into your power. Keep practicing saying that sacred yes. Feel your way through it. If something doesn't feel like it's real expansive and you're walking in that territory that isn't really working for you, you've got other options. Every one of you are divine. Every one of you are cherished and loved and are so worthy of a really great, supported life. So just keep, turning back towards yourself, and there isn't anywhere that you could ever fall far enough down into what would feel like the pit of hell that you cannot lift back up and out of. Reach out. Let the people in your life know that you need help. And if you don't have people that are in your close circle, you've always got reach out to me. Reach out to Michael. Reach out to, other – if you don't know where to reach out at all, just simply throw your hands up in the air and say that help, and help will always be there. Just all it takes is that sacred surrender to saying, I need help. So just keep on keeping on, you guys. I celebrate you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Christy. We're just about out of time, but let's I'm going to name off the winners. So please contact Christy, and then Christy will delve out the prizes. And here we go. Okay, this is who I pulled out. Okay, so the top of the show, we had a call, and I might be off on the name a little, but Magical. 226 area code.
Margarita.
Got it. Okay. There's the first caller, I believe. Pam, area code 412. Todd, 518 area code. Carol, 814 area code. Little T, who's in the chat room. And Maui, 808. And number 7, Alicia, 574 area code. So those are the 7 winners. Please contact Christy. Congratulations. Happy birthday, Christy, again. What a great show. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
To all the winners. All right. Okay. Christy, we're going to have to wrap up then. We're out of time, but any last words?
Yeah, just any of the people whose names were called, if you're not friends with me on Facebook, let me just give you my telephone number real quick and be sure and send me a text message. It is area code 251-599-5820. And just in case you didn't have a pen, I'll give it to you one more time. And that's 251-599-5820. And you can also go and look at where Michael has it posted on his Journey into the Light site. Again, you guys, thank you so much. Keep celebrating life. Celebrate you. Love you so much, and be seeing everybody soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Christy, and happy birthday again. And yes, and to the folks who won, if you're having questions how to contact Christy you can contact me. I'll be more than happy to get you connected with Christy So our next show is coming up now. So everybody redial. We'll be taking calls for psychic readings. We've got a great guest on, but this show here will end. So everybody, please redial. We'll see everybody in a couple minutes.